The following is a talk given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on April 5th, 1994. The talk occurred during the Goramandal Bhumi Parikrama and occurred at the location of Srinivas Acharya's birthplace.
Here we're at the birthplace of Srinivas Acharya ki. Srila Srinivas Acharya is one of our previous Acharyas. In the present Sevite of this temple is Radha Krishna Das Babaji. Radha Govinda Das Babaji, excuse me. Mathuram. He is welcoming everyone. The Bhakti Ratnakar explains how Srinivas Acharya came to the world, that Gangadas Bhattacharya and his wife Lakshmi Priya Devi, they were living here, and Lakshmi Priya, one time she told her husband that she had a dream, and she felt that it was the desire of the Lord that they should have a child. At that time they were already a bit advanced in age. And the husband was thinking, you know, why at this age? I know you're thinking that this is some material thing, but I'm feeling this is inspired by Lord Krishna that we should have a child. But the husband wouldn't believe it, so they made an agreement that, all right, we'll go to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and if he tells us to have a child, then we'll have one. Otherwise, they were not interested at that age. So then, they went together down to Jagannath Puri, and when they reached Jagannath Puri, the day they reached that time, just as they were on the main road before the Jagannath temple, Lord Chaitanya came out from the temple with his associates. So immediately, Gangadas Bhattacharya and his wife Lakshmi Priya, they paid their obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. Gangadas flat Dandavad on the ground. So Lord Chaitanya went by with Sub Damodar and so many other big sannyasis and devotees. Then he stopped and looked at them and turned to his secretary and said, these are my devotees, see that they can come to see me. And then they get some darshan of Jagannath and Jagannath Prasad, everything, they get settled. And then they went on. So the devotees were amazed because Lord Chaitanya, he recognized some unknown grihastha lying there flat on the ground. So this was a major recognition to get so much mercy from Lord Chaitanya. So immediately all the devotees wanted to know, who are you? And they came and embraced him, and they're so dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then he got very nice accommodation, nice place to see, with nice darshan of Jagannath. And then they went to have a darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to ask him whether they should have a child. When Govinda Das brought them in to see Lord Chaitanya, at that time, and then Lord Chaitanya, before they could say anything, he said that you should have a child. He will be a great devotee of mine. Give him the name Srinivas. Hari Bol. So he instructed them to go back to their village and to have a child. So they stayed some time with some association and then they went back. And so in this way, Srinivas Acharya was born, especially sent to preach the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We'll be visiting several places of Srinivas Acharya in this Goramandala Parikrama. of those that followed after Jiva Goswami, especially here in Bengal, after the departure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his immediate associates, Srinivas Acharya became the senior most person for protecting the Sampradaya. And although there are many other immediate personalities that were associates of Lord Chaitanya, or directly the sons of Lord Chaitanya's associates like Srinivas, like Birchandra, Achyutananda. But at one period, the entire responsibility was on Srinivas Acharya. He was entrusted with many important services. He was entrusted with bringing all the books of the Goswamis back to Bengal. And we'll see the place where the books were stolen and recovered later at the end of the tour in Vishnupur. So here, Srinivas, he remained until maybe 10 or 11 or 12 years of age. His father passed away, and then he moved over to Jajigram, where we'll also be visiting in 2 days. And that's where he lived when he returned back from Vrindavan. He went to Vrindavan, and he was, you know, there's the story how Srinivas Acharya, he wanted to go to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he's completed studying all the shastras, and he was in his, say, late teens or just a young man, and he was very eager to go to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then he went to Jagannath Puri, but when he reached there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already, the day before, entered into the Jagannath Puri temple and did not come out. So Srinivas, when he heard that, when he arrived there, and people overheard them commenting how, or he asked, oh, there's a big festival going on. He said, what's the festival? So you don't know, Lord Chaitanya has gone back to Godhead. And he couldn't believe it. He fainted, he was pounding his head on the trees. His whole life he was waiting to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he arrived the day after he had left the world. And Lord Chaitanya appeared to him in a vision and said, you cannot take your life, your life belongs to me. You go to Gadadhar Prabhu and he will teach you Srimad Bhagavatam. So then he went to see Gadadhar Prabhu, but Gadadhar Prabhu was overwhelmed with separation. He wasn't seeing anyone. But somehow when he heard Srinivas was there, he said, alright, he can come and see me. Srinivas fell at his feet and begged him for blessings and to teach him the Srimad Bhagavatam. He needed a bona fide guru. Gadadhar said that I can teach you the Srimad Bhagavatam, but my Bhagavatam is ruined because we've been reading it and we could not help but cry when we read the beautiful pastimes of the Lord, so the Bhagavatam pages have become washed out. And he could see that tears had fallen on the handwritten palm parchments and that it wiped out most of the letters. So he said, you have to go and get a new Bhagavatam. But that didn't mean you go down to the corner store and buy a book. And then he had to go back to Navadvip by walking. He had to hire some brahmanas who would spend several months by hand writing the 18,000 verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he could come back to Gadadhar Prabhu with his handwritten Bhagavatam for studying. So he did that. By the time he got back to Jagannath Puri, some considerable time had passed. When he finally reached Jagannath Puri, then there was also a big festival going on. The Tota Gopinath temple, he asked what happened, and he said, Gadadhar Prabhu has just gone back to the world the day before. Then again, he couldn't believe. He was just overwhelmed, crying and rolling in the ground. And no, no. He was so eager, so desperate to find a bona fide spiritual master to teach him the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Gadadhar Prabhu came in a vision and told him to go back to Navadvip. There he could find Advaita Nityananda. Said, where is Navadip? But he had gone back to Jagannath Puri. Now again he went back to Navadip walking 600 kilometers. When he reached Navadip, people were commenting how it wasn't the same without Nitai, without Advaita, since they left the world. All at that time, the associates were leaving. Again, he fainted on the ground, and he was dazed, stumbling around like a madman. Then the Bansi Das, or Bansi Badan, who we went to his, one of his, we went somewhere, connected with him, this Harai Pandit, this deity of Pran Balav, was worshipped by Bansi Badan. So then, at Bhagnapara. So then, he requested, you please come, the Thakur Rani wants to see you. Vishnupriya wanted to see Srinivas. So Srinivas was brought in to see Vishnupriya. She was not seeing anyone. She was just taking, since the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya, she was following a special bhakta, where on the full moon, she would take 15 grains of rice, and the next day she'd take 14, then 13, down to the dark moon she would fast the whole day, then take one grain of rice. So she was very, very thin. He was just chanting and overwhelmed in separation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But she called in Srinivas, who paid his obeisances flat on the ground. And although she was physically emaciated, you'd see that she was unlimitedly effulgent, and that she was so beautiful, although she was keeping it hidden. He spoke to Srinivas that I'm not seeing anyone now, but last night Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to me in a dream and told me that there is one. Actually, Lord Chaitanya came, the Gauranga came in my dream. He sat down next to me. He held my hand. He told me, my dear, there is a very, very dear devotee of mine who is suffering a lot trying to find a bona fide guru, trying to get someone to teach him the Srimad Bhagavatam. He will come here to Navadvip. His name is Srinivas. You please give him your blessings and you tell him to go to Vrindavan where he can find Rupa and Sanatana. And then Lord Gauranga disappeared. So therefore I am telling you this. You are very dear to my Lord. So in this way she gave blessings to Srinivas. And Srinivas took some association from the devotees in Navadvip and proceeded to Vrindavan. When he reached the Vrindavan, he took bath, I believe, at the Krur Ghat, and he overheard some people walking by, talking to each other. Vrindavan is not the same without Rupa and Sanatana. He jumped out of the water and said, what? Where is Rupa? Where is Sanatana? Goswami. So you don't know. They just left 3 days ago, 2 days ago. The festival is going on now at the Radha Govinda temple. So he ran to the Radha Govinda temple. And there was a big festival going on for the disappearance of Rupa and Sanatana. And he just collapsed in the back of the temple. He was aroused. One Vaishnava was calling him, Srinivas, are you Srinivas? He says, I am Jiva. You please come with me. He took Srinivas to his house. I said, I know you've been going through a difficult time. I'm Jiva Goswami. And Lord Chaitanya came in a dream to me last night and told me, so you should take initiation from Gopal Bhatta Goswami and I should give you instruction about the science of Krishna consciousness. So in this way, Srinivas Acharya accepted Gopal Bhatta Goswami as his Diksha Guru, and Jiva Goswami was his Siksha Guru. There are many pastimes of Srinivas Acharya in Vrindavan. He got the special mercy of Radharani. Finally, he was ordered by the deities of Govinda to take all the books back to Bengal. That's another pastime. We'll discuss that when we get to Vishnupur. Srinivas Acharya, they say, will be going to many of his places, so I'll discuss other pastimes when we get to the other places. But here, this is the place he appeared in the world. It's not frequently visited by people. They've probably never in the history of this village have so many foreigners ever been here. I mean, foreign bodies. Your atmas may not be foreign. He said, sometimes they come from Katwa, nowadays, you know, foreign places, distant. And I said all these kind of, no, this is the first time. And they have come from Katwa, Jajigram, distant places. When he has come from, only Chintige. Who has come from China? Who has come from Poland, Russia, Rus, Poland, or no, Israel? Israel, America, Vrindavan, what other we have? Czechoslovakia, whatever now, I don't know. Croatia, New Zealand, Malaysia, then what else we got here? Venezuela, Argentina, Peru, Colombia, Canada, Germany, Chile, aisa bivino desh teke este, aisa deshe, Ecuador, other lands I didn't mention, Sweden,
Chile,
Cuba, who's from Cuba? Cuba, very close friend with India. They all want to get the mercy of Srinivas Acharya. Is it mercy? When Srinivas Acharya was born, you know, they had to cut the umbilical cord. The umbilical cord samadhi is put here. This small little temple. It's the samadhi of his umbilical cord. The deities, the pujari says that the Gauranga was personally served by Lord, by Srinivas Acharya, but the Nitai was added later. Yes, any questions?
Why Lord Chaitanya have Lord
Chaitanya? Saying, chant Hare Krishna.
Hello, Hare Krishna.
Parikirtan. Everybody wants to chant Hare Krishna. Usually when the hands are up, it means dancing. When the hands are like this, it means giving, accepting all the fallen souls. This also, up and down, is another form of dancing. The day of Magh is a big festival here. And the appearance day of Srinivasacharya in the month of Kartik. Magh is January, Kartik is November. These are the, apart from all the Janmashtami other festivals, the big festivals here are like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You can have a look, Sajogira Kore, you have another? Can I say Hari Nam Kore? আপনারা খুব ভাগ্য তীর্থস্থানে বাস করছেন, একটা মহাপুরুষ এখানে আবির্ভাব হয়েছে, আমরা হরি কৃষ্ণ নাম করলে এখানে আরো বহু গুণ বেশি ফল হয়। হরে কৃষ্ণ মহামন্ত্র চৈতন্য দেব সকলের জন্য আদেশ করেছেন, খলি খলি ধর্ম নাম সংকীর্তন। এই জন্য এখানে সব বিভিন্ন দেশ থেকে ভক্তবৃন্দ হরি না এসছে, তো তাদের নিজে নিজে দেশে এখন হরে কৃষ্ণ নাম প্রচার চলছে। এখন চৈতন্য দেবের এখন সারা বিশ্বে সব থেকে এই ধর্ম বিস্তার হচ্ছে, এত তাড়াতাড়ি অনেকক্ষণ ধর্ম বিস্তার হচ্ছে। অনন্য প্রাচীন কাল থেকে অনেক ধর্ম আছে, কিন্তু আস্তে আস্তে ক্ষীণ হয়ে যাচ্ছে, কিন্তু এই চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু সংকীর্তন আন্দোলন বাড়তি থাকছে। এখন সারা বিশ্বে ভীষণ জোরে বাড়ছে, কিন্তু আপনারা এখানে মহাপ্রভু নিজের দেশে মহাপ্রভু পার্শ্বদের স্থান আপনারা সুন্দরভাবে এই কৃষ্ণ নাম করে, তাহলে আমরা বহু ভক্তবৃন্দ এখানে আনতে পারি, আপনাদের সাথে সান্নিধ্য লাভ করে হরি কীর্তন করবে। আজকে আমাদের একটা অনুষ্ঠান আছে, কোন জায়গা? কাশপুর। ওখানে কাশপুরে নাম হট্টা আছে, আমাদের চাকন্দি নাম হট্টা আছে, আমাদেরকে নৌকা আসছিল না আগে, নৌকা প্রচার করতে আসছিল মায়াপুর থেকে কয়েক বছর আগে, কাঙ্গা ডুবে গেলাম, উদ্ধার হয়ে গেলাম। আপনার না হরে কৃষ্ণ নাম হট্টা এখানে যদি ভক্তবৃন্দ চান, এখানে নিত্য ভাব মানে প্রতি সপ্তাহে হরে কৃষ্ণ নাম করেন, আপনাদের আমাদের সাথে নাম হট্টা সঙ্গ বলে আমরা এই চাকন্ডে গ্রামে আমরা রেজিস্ট্রি করতে পারি, আমাদের সাথে যোগাযোগ রেখে। Yes, the part that falls out when you're born, that is kept, this little piece. Never saw a commentary like that. Sometimes Lord Krishna, he enjoys putting his devotees in separation. Of course, in the end, he gives them the mercy. That's also mercy. Specific reason why, I didn't see mentioned. They're very old deities. From as long as anyone can remember, they're here. They're assumed to be at that same time. May have been worshipped by him, but there's nothing recorded specifically like there is for the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deity. But it's the very old deity. No, no, that's Srivas Acharya. The Srivas Pandit and Srinivas Acharya, two different people. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Hari Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Srivas Pandit of Panchatattva is born in Srihatta, and he was living in Avadhi in Kumarhatta. That's a Panchatattva, and this is much, he appeared before Lord Chaitanya. And Srinivas Acharya appeared after Lord Chaitanya, just at the very end of Lord Chaitanya's pastime. Similar name. The distinguishing one is called Srinivas Acharya, another is called Srivas Pandit. So don't get them confused. Srivas is Pandit, is Narada Muni, and Srinivas Acharya. I'll offer a little sweet, which they're going to give the devotees who'd like to get the Mahaprasada with deities. Someone to sing a bhajan while I do some more research on Srinivas Acharya. Basically, we cover everything that Lord Chaitanya, we read yesterday how he worked through people as avesh or empowered. So the point that's repeated was how Srinivas Acharya preaching, promoting the Vaishnava Dharma, that Lord Chaitanya was working through him. And although he only wrote five short works, but he spent most of his time traveling and preaching, and he also promoted the use of paraboli or special lila kirtan, glorifying the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, which Narottam Das Thakur had perfected. So it's like this, they were intertwined. He was in charge of the first Gaur Purnima festival at Keturi Gram. Narottam Das Thakur requested him to organize the festival and see that everyone came. So he took that responsibility. So if we get the mercy of Srinivas Acharya, then we can get pure bhakti. We can also be able to preach the Sankirtan movement. He was a pure Goshti Anandi, expanding the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srinivas Acharya ki.